You mentioned the neurologic problems that have been seen. Is it your vision that this is sort of part of the CRS?
There is a relation. So we do see CRS associated with the neurotoxicity, but we have also seen cases where their CRS has resolved and they develop the neurotoxicity post-CRS. So I think they are independent but related.
But I mean, even the delayed ones, you don't see focal changes, right?
Focal changes meaning?
Focal neurologic issues. It's more like a confusion.
It's a global, right. So there are global effects. I mean, we see seizures. We see generalized seizures. We have seen paralysis in some patients. And again, we don't really have a good understanding of the mechanism of the neurotoxicity. We don't know what the mechanism is. And we've used siltuximab and other IL-6 directed agents to mitigate it, as well as steroids. And my impression has been that the steroids are probably a bit more effective than the IL-6 directed therapies at managing the neurotoxicity. But we don't have a good understanding of the mechanism or really a highly effective management algorithm for the neurotoxicity yet.
Interesting. Any thought that in some way the CNS issues could be immunologic?
So they're probably related to the CAR-Ts, because there have been reports of investigators evaluating and measuring CAR-T, the CAR-Ts present in the spinal fluid. So that is probably immunologic, and it probably, the mechanism is through the CAR-T, but how the CAR-T causes the neurotoxicity that we see and what's the mechanism of those manifestations, I think, is really very, very poorly understood. The cerebral edema, also the mechanism of cerebral edema, is probably a cytokine effect, but that's the most severe form of the neurotoxicity that's been seen. And again, the mechanism for that is still not well understood.
That's interesting. Actual cerebral edema, like on the entire brain?
Correct. The entire brain swells and patients have herniated.
Wow.
Because of increased intracranial pressure.
Huh. What's been seen at autopsy when the patients die? I've seen there's some deaths.
So there's very limited data, and I don't think that that has been reported yet in terms of autopsy in these cerebral edema cases.